to get show. Yep, I said it, ooh. Yep, I said it, ooh. Yep, I said it, yep, I said it, ooh. Yep, I said it, ooh. Yep, I said it, ooh.
From the streets, racism to the church. I'ma tell the truth to you even when it hurts. Tell no lies, no cap, no perk. Came out my mouth, then the truth, what you heard?
Yep, I said it. You are now locked in. So, yep, I said it, in the truth zone.
Yeah.
If you don't want the truth, don't ask.
Yeah.
Yep, I said it.
Yeah.
Yep, I said it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, I said it.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Yep, I Said It with your host, Dr. ADT, All Day True. Check it. Today's topic is called What the Church Won't Talk About. Yes, we're going to get into what the church won't talk about. You see, there's so many sensitive matters that are rarely discussed at church. You know, topics of everyday life are disregarded because many leaders don't want the controversial uproar. You know, they don't want the decrease in membership to drop in their congregation. You know, so many leaders, pastors, apostles, or all the fivefold ministry titles that are within the church, they withhold some of the real life controversial topics, you know, because many of them, they don't want the drop in membership. They don't want their tithes to fall, you know. So many leaders have started to look at church like a business. Okay. So many people that are within churches now, you are a number. You are not looked at as a disciple that needs to be loved and converted. You know, you are looked at a number to help with financial gain. That's in many ministries across the world. You know, and I'm not saying that all ministries are like that. You know, so don't come beating on my Yep, I Said It show talking about I'm not like that. Look, this is for the people that are like that. Okay, so what's already known don't need to be addressed. Okay, so having been in ministry well over 20 something years myself, I haven't heard many preachers preach on topics that are considered controversial, you know, outside of me and my husband. We talk about relationships. We talk about sex. We talk about the real things that go on in ministry. We talk about the fake love. We talk about all of these things. I thank God for the foundation of truth that was instilled in me when I was living in Columbia, Missouri, and I was attending the church, United Community Cathedral. At the time, he was Bishop Russell L. Freeman. Currently, he is Apostle, amen, Russell L. Freeman. And there were also many other leaders with fivefold ministry titles, men and women, who definitely instilled greatness within me. So I definitely come from a good foundation when it comes to apostolic ministry, when it comes to healing and deliverance, signs, wonders, and miracles. So he was definitely one preacher I know that taught and preached unapologetically. And that is how I am today. I thank God for that structure because although I know we are to function in love, and that is what we do, but sometimes love hurts. When you hear the truth, love hurts, and some people just can't handle that. But I've learned a long time ago that I can't be afraid of the people's faces. I'm more fearful as to not saying the things that I need to say because that's what God want me to say versus somebody not being my friend no more. Honey, please. So one thing that he used to say, if you don't like the message, you could push on, Skeets. So I have adopted that same mentality. If you don't like what I say, if you don't like how we function in our ministry, you could push on, Skeets, because you're going to just simply make room for other people. And that's all what happened in his ministry. It made room for other people to come into the ministry that really was sold out for the things of God, that really wanted the things of God, that they didn't have an excuse as to why they lacked in this or that. You know, so I'm proud to have had that foundation. You know, I have no fear to go ye therefore and spread the good news and truth. So many leaders are afraid to jump into the deep and put their ministry on the line due to, again, the fear of losing everything. You know, here, we have a ministry here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Shout out to Mount Zion of Fire. Then if you have even heard of the name Stepping Stone Fellowship Deliverance Ministry, the name was changed months and months and months ago to Mount Zion of Fire. That we are leaders in that ministry that definitely preach unapologetically, and we talk about, again, controversial topics. You know, we're not afraid to jump into the deep. I mean, come on now. If the reality of it is, many people go to church Sunday after Sunday with all of their issues, and then they leave with all of their issues with no solution to their problems. Okay, so we often say that the church is like a hospital. Okay, so you have all these sick people coming in, but everybody leaving back out sick. We are a ministry of solution, and the truth be told, our ministry is not for everybody. You know, you either going to learn and grow, or you're going to die in the process, you know, and you're going to run away. And that's just the truth of the matter, because we talk about real life issues, real life topics. We talk about, you know, again, love, relationships, sex, your love for Christ, your lack of love for Christ, your disobedience, your rebellion, all of these things. And the truth be told, we live a transparent life. You know, we let people know in the ministry that don't ever put us on the pedestal, because if you looking at us as the savior, you know, you may just fall. So you need to develop your own relationship with Christ. And so we teach these things. There was one question years ago that a leader once asked me about homosexuality. He asked me, I'm just saying he, you know, but the truth be told, I don't remember if it was a he or a she. I just remember the conversation. And so I was asked, you know, was homosexuality a spirit or a sin? So before I even answer yay or nay, I pause. You know, I really paused, not because I needed to gather my thoughts, but I paused because of the thought of, where is this conversation even going? Like, what? So with caution, you know, I started to answer the question light by saying we don't have to condone someone's way of living. However, everything should be done in the spirit of love, grace, and mercy when correcting someone. So if you decide not to talk with someone because they're homosexual, transgender, purple, weird, or blue, and you call yourself a Christ believer or a Christian, then shame on you. You know, so I'm proceeding to get to the biblical text of the question as to what I was being asked. I shared Leviticus 18:22 with the person. And Leviticus 18:22 says, do not practice homosexuality. You know, so having sex with another man or a woman, it's a detestable sin. So thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It's an abomination. So the Bible doesn't specifically say people aren't born as homosexuals. So, however, we're born into a world of sin, and therefore we are subject to worldly tendencies. So putting time and energy into the reason why homosexuality exists, it's really irrelevant, you know, to what the Bible prohibits. So sex is for the marriage between a man and a woman as God has designed it, you know, for us to be fruitful. You know, a woman's womb bears fruit, as a tree bears fruit, you know, to both produce. So a man can't produce a child without a woman, and a woman can't produce a child without a man. So even if a child is artificially inseminated, you know, you still need a man and a woman for these things to take place. Let me remind you also what the scripture says. It says, and God went on to create the man in his image. In God's image, he created him, male and female. He created them. So further, God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and become many. Fill the earth and subdue it and have in subjection the fish of the sea and the flying creatures of the heavens and every living creature that is moving on the face of the earth. That's Genesis chapter 1 verses 27 through 28. And I also want to read to you Romans chapter 1 verses 26 through 28. It says, for this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. For their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passions for one another. So men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. Okay? So, I want to share with you guys some more scripture reference right quick. So, it says, but because of the temptation to sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 2. And I want to share one more, 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 3. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. Come on now. What the church won't talk about is the topic for today. Yep, I said it. So let me just get back into this thing right here. The reason why so many leaders won't talk about certain issues, and we're just going to take homosexuality because that's just what we're talking about right now as far as one of the sins. There are so many other sins, but right now we're going to talk about homosexuality. So we just saw through what I read that homosexuality is an abomination. We are not born gay. You know, that is a choice that we make. Some people don't believe that, but honey, read the word. Read the word for yourself. You are not born gay. That is a choice that you make. Oftentimes, that demonic spirit comes up through molestation or ancestral sin. That means that thing have been going on in your family genealogy way before you even existed, way before you were even anything. You were still in your father's nutsack. That's what my father used to say. Okay. You were not even born. Okay. And that thing existed. So these are the things that the church won't talk about. And so they blatantly disregard these things because you have the whole LGBT community in your church who are tithing, who are supporting your ministry. So you definitely don't want to preach on homosexuality. So this is one subject that you avoid. Another thing, you allow people with the homosexual spirit to function in the music department. If you guys don't know, okay, Lucifer, okay, was a beautiful angel, definitely awesome in music. So even when you think about the music of this world today, we have to be careful of the things that we listen to, because Lucifer was over all of this. Lucifer had control over all of this, the music, vanity, all of these things that we like of the world. Lucifer is over all of these things. So when you have people with the functioning in the homosexuality spirit that is in the music department, it definitely taints the anointing in the house. It definitely taints the worship service. Okay, so these are the things that you have to be careful for. You have to be careful even sitting under pastors that are homosexuals. Like, for real. How can we read these things in the word, but we blatantly disregard them? I'll tell you why. Because you are counted as a number. You are not counted as a person that is a disciple needing to be changed. So it doesn't matter how much you say you love God or how much you say God loves you. At the end of the day, your sin will not be overlooked because you say you love God. People that say they love God are obedient to the things of the word. And that is just the truth. So back to what I was saying. While I will not lose my conviction to the truth, I will also make my belief about homosexuality clear according to the scriptures and with love. Again, homosexuality is a spirit, and it is definitely a choice to indulge in sin. Okay, that is a choice. So choosing to be a homosexual is no different from deciding to cheat, steal, or lie. You know, we choose to do all these things by choice. It's an act of self-will and self-desire. So how can a homosexual person not know, especially if they say that they are a Christian and reading the word, that, you know, this is a choice? You know, when God says it's a sin for a man to lie with a man and a woman to lie with a woman, that clearly we are not born this way. How can God contradict what it is that he's saying? If the Bible tells us that a man is not to lay with a man and a woman is not to lay with a woman, clearly you are not born that way. That's a choice that you made to lie with a man or to lie with a woman. You know, so God created man and woman to reproduce, as I've said already. So how can the same sex relationship reproduce? Again, if you're in the same sex relationship, it's going to take a man in order for you to get a baby, right? It doesn't matter if you are in a same sex male relationship or female relationship. That male is going to need a woman, and that woman is going to need a male. So that's just the truth of the matter. You know, so it's not genetic that people are gay or lesbian. Again, we're not born that way. Amos 3:3 tells us, can two walk together unless they agree? Come on, that's a question. Y'all, look, two people can walk together, but not necessarily agree. If you're always looking for people to have the same thinking as you do, that's a form of control. So let me just break this thing down for you. You work with people every day and you don't have the same thinking in regards to Christ as them. However, it is not my task to separate myself from people who think and believe different from me. I use every opportunity to witness and extend God's love to all people, you know, so people don't have to believe in what I do or live the way that I want them to or the way how I think that they should. I only pray that that the respect and love I give is enough for them to see the truth that God lives through me and through my life. And it's an opportunity that presents itself for the unction of the Holy Spirit. You know, then I will speak on the biblical truth. You know, when you shun people, you close the door of witnessing to that individual. You know, so please understand, just because my stance is that I believe that homosexuality is a choice, according to the scriptures and just my own personal belief, it doesn't mean I walk around bra bashing the LGBT community, that I walk around bra bashing people that are in same sex relationships. No, I don't. I show love to everybody. It doesn't matter if you gay, lesbian, purple, weird, or blue. Okay, everybody receives the same love from me. So I'm not singling no particular people out. And please understand that homosexuality, it is a sin, just as well as stealing, cheating, murder, abuse, stealing bubble gum. Okay, all of these things is sin. So it's not just homosexuality. So there's no separation in sin here. Sin is not measured. If you steal a piece of bubble gum and I murder somebody, that's measured the same. So there's no separation here. So let's just get that clear. Look, I'll be the first one to say I love everybody, but I won't be the last to call a spade, and that's just the truth. So even what I'm talking about, homosexuality is not to be compared. Again, it's not to be compared. Think about people that commit adultery every day, people that lie every day, people that steal every day. Okay, all of that is sin. God created man, then the woman, and then told us to be fruitful and multiply. Okay, again, homosexuality is a sin that goes against what God originally designed. So therefore, we're not born this way. And if people believe they are, then this would mean that God made a mistake or he lied. Okay, so I know y'all probably like, why am I just harping on homosexuality and there's so many other things? Look, this podcast really wasn't meant to go that way. It really was to talk about what the church won't talk about. And if the truth be told, this is what the church won't talk about. You know, so as long as the Holy Spirit is giving me unction to be able to talk about this thing, this is what we're going to talk about. You know, so when there are gay leaders preaching and teaching the word of God, you know, my question is, how do you look over the scriptures that speak directly against homosexuality? You know, the word in which they preach, again, like I said, even when you're in the music department, it's tainted. And the people that sit under them are either in agreement because they too are homosexuals, or they believe in freedom to do as you will. And that God loves you anyway. So what we have to understand is, so many people think that we are to be open-minded. If you are a believer in Christ, you are to be narrow-minded. Being narrow-minded in Christ means that there is only one way. Really, it's two ways: your way or God's way. You know, I'm narrow-minded in my walk with Christ. There's only one way to think. If God tells me to go left, then the way to go is left, not right, or whatever the case may be. You know, so you have to choose. You have to choose whom you will serve. So the Bible says to judge the spirit by the spirit, meaning the fruit in which you bear. So being a follower, an imitator of Christ, people that live contrary to the word of God. Look, this may hurt y'all feelings right now, but if you are living contrary to the word of God, you are not a believer. Okay? You are not a believer. And that is just the truth. So again, many of y'all leaders that are out here, y'all don't preach on these things. Y'all letting people die and on their way to hell in gasoline draws because y'all won't teach the truth about homosexuality. Y'all won't teach the truth about lying, cheating, stealing, cursing, not having a real relationship with God, but walking around talking about, I love God. You don't love God? Look, come on, y'all preachers, y'all gonna have to answer. Y'all gonna have to give an account as to why you were more concerned about your collection plate, okay, than speaking the truth, than speaking the real things of God, shedding light on sin. Y'all gonna have to give an account to that. So anyone can teach and preach the word, but what makes an effective leader is when they live the word, okay, that God directed us, okay? You could talk about how much you love God all day long, okay? And I hear it, and I see it. I hear people talk about how much they love God. I see how people talk about they love God. They post all of these godly memes, but their life is in shambles, okay? They are hanging on a thread with their life in Christ, okay? So you can either love God for real, or you can keep loving him for play. But you better believe that thing gonna be exposed. So just because you claim Christ, it doesn't make you a child of God. It doesn't make you a child of God of the Most High. The truth of the matter is, disciples follow the word. They live the word and they study the word and they put the word into action. So you don't have to condone homosexuality or any sin. But we can walk together, okay? I do it all the time at work, in the community, in the church, and walking sometimes with the opposite of my thinking and my beliefs can open doors to salvation for other people. But you have to know who you are. You have to know who you are in order to walk with people that you don't agree with. Because when you know who you are, you won't change up who you are to fit in. One thing that I won't do, and my husband definitely can attest to this, okay? This is a testimony moment right here. When me and my husband got together, we were not on the same playing field. We were truly unequally yoked. My husband was my assignment, but he ended up becoming my husband. But I stayed true to who I was in Christ. So my husband had to make a decision. Either you gonna keep doing what you do over here, or you gonna come on this side and convert to what I do. I never backed down from my relationship with Christ and who I was in Christ to convert to what he was doing. So I thank and praise God that we have been married. And yes, there has been ups and downs, highs and lows, but who don't have that in a marriage? So the key thing that holds our marriage together is the glue of Christ. Okay. That's one thing that holds our marriage together. So when you are deciding to become a member in all of these churches that you are visiting, okay, you need to look at that thing and see what that pastor is talking about for real. Stop joining these churches because they give a good feel-good message and they make you feel good to continue to be in the mess and the sin that you are living in. Okay, because at the end of the day, when this life is all over, everybody is going to be raised from the dead. You're going to be awakened and you're going to have to go before the Lord to answer. You're going to have to give an account to what your life was like here on earth. You cannot avoid that situation. It's no different from when a woman becomes pregnant and she is waiting in expectation to deliver that baby. When it's time to deliver that baby, honey, it ain't no option whether if you want to have that baby or not. It's coming. Just like the judgment day, it's coming. And you will, right now is where you make your ultimate decision where you want to be, heaven or hell. Leaders in these churches, you will have to give an account as to why you refuse to talk about controversial topics in your ministry. You will have to give an account as to why people's life is the way that it is. Their blood will be on your hand because you refuse to talk about the sin. You refuse to have repentant messages. But all that moolah that you are collecting now, that is going to be your downfall. So I just want to share some knowledge and power with you today. Number one, nobody can make you change if you don't want to, not even God, because free will can destroy you. Please understand, because God gave us choices, understand that your free will can destroy you. We are ignorant sometimes. We make choices based off of what's in our heart. The Bible tells us that our heart is deceitful. Who can trust it? Okay? Who can trust it? One, you feel lovey-dovey the next day, and 4 months from now, you want a divorce. Who can trust that mess? Number two, God set apart believers and unbelievers for a reason. So why are you trying to fit where you don't belong? Make your choice. Are you a believer or are you an unbeliever? Number three, believers, follow the word. There are no loopholes for sinners. Bing. Number four, God loves us. This is true, but he will love us on our way to hell despite our choices we make and how we live. Number five, if it's in scripture, there is no compromising. God is not going to change his word for you. Sin is sin. An abomination is an abomination. Number six, leaders that don't preach and teach that homosexuality is a sin are afraid or undercover lying. And they are living a lie. They teach unapologetically. No one else has a hell or heaven to put you in but God. So you had better preach and teach unapologetically. Number seven, we have to leave our feelings at the door. Let me repeat that. We have to leave our feelings at the door. Most churches don't preach or teach on real life topics. If they did, people would know better and people would do better. Number eight, being an imitator of Christ is not playing sleep or keeping silent on things in which a believer should expose. So keeping in mind, exposing the enemy, not the individual. Many Christians are peacemakers because of a possible fear of standing up or out, and that's okay. Number nine, if you are a Christian, a believer, and afraid to stick your neck out or stir the water or communicate your view, it's okay also. God has a purpose for us all. Yours is just not to stir the water or light the fire. Number 9 or 10, I don't remember. If Rosa Parks or Martin Luther King never stuck their neck out, we wouldn't have role models today. They didn't keep silent, so why do you? Hashtag, don't let fear rule you. Hashtag, everyone is not a fire starter. Hashtag, I'm not afraid to say what you are thinking. Yep, I said it. Number 10, at your jobs, nobody wants to talk about the real issue that goes on. In the church, nobody wants to talk about the real issues that's going on. How can anything ever be resolved, settled, fixed, or a new outlook if people are afraid to talk about things that stir up your complacency? Number 11, everything is a process. So if you miss steps, you will have to go back. You will have to backtrack. Who says you're guaranteed that the time you have to do it over will be yours? Number 12, Satan doesn't bother with spiritually dead churches. The church is you. So look, I leave you guys with this scripture today. John chapter 8, verses 32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth hurts people, but it's necessary. You don't have to believe nor receive the truth, but you will wish you did it later. So look, it's been real with y'all today. We talked about some real life topics. What would the church do? We see every day what the church is doing. But look, choose whom you will serve this day. Stop going to these dead churches where the Holy Spirit don't live there and you feel good every time you go to this church, but you know you still coming back with all of your mess. That's not the church where you need to be. Join you a spirit-filled church that's going to help you when they call your mess out. That's going to help you to be healed, delivered, and set free. So look, it's been real with y'all today. Thanks for hanging with me, Dr. ADT, All Day True. Be sure to tune in next week at Friday, 2 p.m. for the next topic. Yep, I said it. I meant it. That seals it. I'm out.
Yep, I said it. Thank you for tuning in with ADT, All Day True. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Dr. _ADT. That's Dr. _A.D.T.